now, whether to use it for salary arrears or local government payments, and some other things came to the fore. And so we want to ask this question: who exactly owns that Paris Club refund? There seemed to have been this back and forth between the federal government and the state government about, okay, we're advising you to take care of social welfare. Is it just the politician involved, or should governors really be involved with the social welfare? And in as much as we're engaged in developmental project, shouldn't we also try to bail out? Because this seems to be the outcome.
Yeah, you see, firstly, I want to commend the administration of President Muhammadu Buhari for being able to bring the affairs of this country thus far. By the time the administration came in 2015, we met a dwindling economy. We all saw the price of crude oil. A lot of states could not pay salaries. Kwara State was able to just get by. Our contractors were out of sight because we couldn't pay them. And that put a lot of pressure on so many states. And the federal government looked at the whole thing with a strong sense of sympathy by going back and looking at ways to support states. And the way that came out were the firstly, they helped the states to restructure their loans to longer terms, creating headroom for states to operate. The second one is the issue of Paris Club, which is a refund to state governments based on loans that states collected in the past. Some of these loans were in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And the loans were used to build things like the NTA, hospitals, water projects in a lot of states. But out of Kwara, this was where the funds were directed to. And the funds were duly repaid by the state government, regular deductions at that time. Unfortunately, when they were being paid by the state to the federal government, to the lender, the federal government did not externalize it. So by the time the federal government wanted to pay, it now took from another source to pay on behalf of the states. So the states now came and said, look, it's like you are doing a double payment for one loan on my behalf. So we request for a refund. So that portion of refund is what has been captured the Paris Club refund. And they are based on what the state had paid in the past that has been refunded for those loans that were taken. Invariably, the local government expected to benefit from it. We don't have a problem with local governments benefiting from that. What must be recognized that these are funds that are made for the state government. If monies that are made available for local government, they will go through the local government allocation account. Local government's monies do not enter state government account. Just the way the state government's money meant for state will not enter the local government account. However, when the monies came in, state governments have different problems. The first reason why the monies were made available were those states that were under pressure of salaries, of which Kwara State was not one of them. The pressure we have is at the local government level. And solutions for local government unpaid salaries have not been made fully up to now. And the reason is very simple. There is no permanent solution that can come to support unpaid salaries. The only thing that can support unpaid salaries is internally generated strategies. Whatever comes from outside, it's only going to help you temporarily. So the Paris Club thing, when it came, it was out of sympathy that the state supported the local government to offset part of the arrears. So invariably, it is not the local government's money. It is the state money, and out of sympathy, we stepped down some of our capital projects. And we use the money to support local governments so that local governments can also reduce the burden they have. But between you and me, that is not the solution to local government problems. This permanent solution to local government problems must be those local governments that are owing must do what those who are not owing are doing. For instance, Kayama local government is not owing. What is it doing that is making it to pay its own salaries? Some local governments are owing just 2 months. What are they doing that is making them owe just 2 months? Why are others owing 9 months? So it is not a flat rate. So we must look at it from case by case basis and help them to get out of it. But if you lump them together, you'll be looking at a solution outside where a solution should come from. But if you want a solution to the lingering local government problems, it is important that we look at local government on case by case basis. Some are not owing 9 months, some are not owing 5 months, some 3 months, some are not owing at all. So their cases are not the same. So until we look at these cases on case by case basis and look at what they are not doing, that is making them unable to pay salaries, that is when we can get a solution to that problem. And that lies on internally generated funds.
Well, Your Excellency, we might have to go on a break right now. We've been talking for like 30 minutes. If you're tuned in and logged into the program, this is the Governor Explains, the periodic program that takes a look at controversies, economic issues, and development. Your Excellency, before we go on this break, this very quick one, still on this issue, and this cuts across true governors in the several states of Nigeria. Perhaps the problem some people, or the challenge some people have, is that some alleged that certain promises were made and certain agreements were made about the release of that second tranche by some governors, saying, well, if we receive this, we will spend this on the salaries. So it doesn't seem to be about this approach than the fact that certain words and promises were made at specific times, and certain governors are not living up to that.
I am not aware of any governor who has made a commitment with his people and has not met the commitment as agreed. I'm not aware. You see, not every state is able to pay salaries to its workers as agreed to. Quite a number of states are not able to, especially those who have very low internal generated revenue. And I'm aware that for those who are owing, they were advised that whatever is being collected from Paris Club, they should use minimum of 75% to offset those backlog of salaries for those states that are owing its workers. But for those states that are not owing their workers, they would certainly use the money for capital projects or other use. So for me, I'm not aware that some states made commitments that they did not meet. But I'm aware that in Kwara, the commitment we made was to develop infrastructure. However, we don't need you on that, and we made part of it available to local governments through agreements with the state assembly to ameliorate the pains that the councils are going through. But that is not part of the solutions to their problems.
Yes, thank you very much. Stuart Madden, and to the governor explained to here are the WhatsApp numbers by which you can send your message.
Right, you can send this number to 090-355-95857. Once again, 090-355-95857. Thank you.
Well, you can also tweet us at YLFM 951. Let's go, baby. When we return, we'll proceed.